Let's take a look at some finance news now. And official figures out today are expected to show inflation picked up in the September quarter. Economists are tipping the consumer price index rose by 0.8% over that period. Now, that would put the annual inflation rate at 1.8%, which is below the Reserve Bank's target range. The Treasurer, Joe Hockey, has appointed a new audit commission to help get the budget back into surplus. Economist Saul Eslake says the new body has the potential to lay out a long-term reform agenda.
I think the Audit Commission, if it does its job well, and based on the people who are going to be comprising the Audit Commission, the odds are that it will do a good job. It could lay out a very far-reaching, bold and reformist agenda, if not for this term of government, then for the Coalition's next term, if the people give it one, at the next election.
Saul Eslake. Let's look at the markets now. The Dow has closed 75 points higher. Nasdaq rose 10 points. The S&P 500 also put on 10 points. And in London overnight, the FTSE closed 41 points up. Looking at commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $98 a barrel. Tapis crude is trading at $119 a barrel. Gold is worth $1,340 an ounce. The Australian dollar is buying 97 US cents, 70 euro cents and 60 pence sterling.